It's week six college football in 2025, and we've got some big games to predict.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in. It's Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE. This is a college football podcast. And on the first show of the week, I always predict the 10 biggest games of the week. We'll see if we can get through 10. I'm in a bit of a time crunch. It might be 7 today. We'll see. So let's say the 7 biggest games of the week. We'll go ahead and go through those. And the rest we will hit, instead of 20 more games, I'll do 23 more games. We'll figure that out. Either way, check out bettingcfb.com. Got a new tool up there for everybody to go and check out, where you can compare some of the most important stats for bettors out there between teams. So you can either pick games from this week or hypothetical future matchups or whatever. You want to see who's favored over who, whatever, you can do that over there. So check it out, bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, all that good stuff. Let's get to game number one. Game number one, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC, Miami. The Hurricanes are headed to Tallahassee. They are taking on the now once beaten Florida State Seminoles, who lost on the road at Virginia on Friday night. Last year, 36-14, Miami win, and it was just as bad as you would think. Good gracious. Miami 2-8 against the spread as a single-digit favorite against ACC teams. The dog in this series is 14-6 against the spread with 9 outright wins since 2005. Miami is coming off of a bye. Of course, Florida State coming off of that loss on Friday, as I mentioned. Florida State 1-3 against the spread in their last 4 against Miami. Looking at our numbers here, Miami, current strength of schedule, number 30. Florida State, number 20. Okay, reasonable. My numbers have Miami favored by 3.21. The current spread has Florida State as a 4.5-point home dog. They were 6.5 when this line opened, and it got hit immediately. Total was around 55.5. I've got it closer to like 70. We'll see, because both of these defenses are pretty good, but you saw a lot of points on Friday night in Charlottesville as well. PPA margin, Miami is 16. Florida State is number 5. When you start diving into some more of this, Florida State number 7 in offensive explosiveness. Miami is number 123. So Miami, you start really diving in, number 10 in, on offense. They're number 16 in scoring opportunities per game. That's drives where you get a first down inside the opponent's 40-yard line. 7.25 drives per game. And points per scoring opportunity, they're pretty good at finishing drives. 5.1 points per scoring opportunity. Florida State, not very good at stopping that. Number 73 in the country. But they don't give up a ton of scoring opportunities per game. Part of that could be because they've played Kent State and Sisters of the Poor and whoever else. So, when you start diving into, well, let's look on the Florida State side. They are pretty good. Number 8 in offensive success rate compared to Miami's 13. Miami number 10 in defensive success rate, but Florida State is number 59. A lot of that had to do with the fact that Alabama did have some success against them, and Virginia had a ton of success against them, especially throwing the football. Passing success allowed by Florida State, 75th. That's bad. It's not very good at all. But on offense, Florida State can put up points, even against this Corey Heatherman defense, which I love for Miami. They're really good at it. So you look at this, Florida State, as far as finishing drives, et cetera, number 9 in scoring opportunities per game, so they're 7.75 drives per game where they get a first down inside the opponent 40, and they're number 16, 5.16 points per scoring opportunity. Miami's defense, number 60 in points per scoring opportunity. So neither defense is great at stopping you once you get onto their side of the field, but they don't really allow you to get over there very much. I'll say that. The thing that makes you really think about this game, 5 factors rank, right? The intangibles, the things that really win ball games for you. Number 4 in the country for Miami, number 15 for Florida State. That's a big thing for me. Florida State, number 69 in turnover margin. Miami is number 29. They hold onto the ball pretty well. They're not great at getting takeaways. Both teams, number 41 in takeaways per game. Miami, number 72 in penalties per game. Florida State, number 18. They don't commit a lot of penalties. I think this is going to be right down to the wire. My power rating has Miami by a little over 4. My stats projected spread has Miami by 3. This is in Tallahassee. I think they were already looking ahead to this game when they went to Virginia last week. I'll take Florida State plus the 4.5. That's the best number I can get right now. Give me the Noles plus 4.5 at home. Game number 2, how crazy is this? College Game Day is going to Tuscaloosa. Alabama hosting top 15 Vanderbilt. Alabama is now top 10. Vandy is 15, something like that. I mean, this is insane. Alabama opened as a 13.5 point home favorite here. That thing has already come down to 11.5, 10.5 in some spots. Vandy won 40-35 last year in Nashville. The previous 4 matchups before that, Alabama won by an average of 43-3. And then last year, really got it going with Diego Pavia at home. Vandy 4-0 against the spread as a road dog in 2024. This team has been absolutely lighting it up. They are 4-1 against the spread. The only time they didn't cover was last week. You would imagine they were looking ahead, but they still almost covered. And the team that covered against them, it was, what, a 23.5 point spread, 22.5, whatever it was. The team that covered against them is now 5-0 against the number. That's Bronco Mendenhall's Aggies of Utah State. Alabama now 3-1 against the spread. They are 3-1 overall. They lost the first game of the year, but now coming off of a big win in Athens over Georgia. There you go. Stats projected spread has Vanderbilt favored by 0.1 points or 0.09 points. Vanderbilt's good. Like, this is a good football team. You start to look at position rankings, Vandy, top 15 offensive line in the country. They got some big dogs on that offensive line. Now, Alabama's defensive line is number 3, but they can be run on. That is something to pay attention to. The linebackers for Alabama, that is who's going to have to be disciplined here, especially playing their gaps against Diego Pavia and that kind of zone read thing that he likes to do. This Tim Beck offense is phenomenal. They are so good, so disciplined. And I say so disciplined, but they're number 110 in penalties per game. But as far as doing your job, they are incredibly disciplined. Number 17 in turnover margin, only number 27 in giveaways per game. They're number 14 in takeaways. Alabama has not turned the ball over yet this year. They are number 21 in takeaways per game. I don't think Alabama is going to have to worry about overlooking this opponent this year. Last year, you beat Georgia at home. It was a top 5 matchup. Huge, huge stakes. This year, it's a little different, right? Just a little bit different. That is very interesting. I've got the wrong... my database jacked up. Anyway, first half point margin. It's... That is so incorrect. It's not even funny. It's got Vanderbilt 77th at negative 14.3. I don't remember Vanderbilt trailing this year. I guess... Okay, that does make sense. Virginia Tech, they were down by 10 in that one. And I think they were only up by a few points over South Carolina. They kill in the second half. Kill in the second half. So I'll have to look in the database and fix that. So, Alabama's not going to overlook them this year. Talent-wise, Alabama number 1 in the country in on-3's overall talent rank. Vandy is number 58. So talent-wise, Alabama should absolutely beat these guys. The problem is, they should have beaten them last year. And Alabama's defense could not defend what Vandy was doing. Vandy, number 25 in yards per rush, number 38 in PPA per rush, number 30 in rush rate. They're 57th in rushing success rate. Alabama's number 109 in PPA per rush, number 100 in yards allowed per rush, number 116 in rush rate allowed, number 122 in rushing success rate allowed, number 105 in rushing explosiveness allowed. Like, they got dog walked by Florida State and by Georgia. They cannot stop the run. And now for the first half of this game, you're going to have one of your big defensive linemen out for it because he got called for targeting. Absolutely ridiculous. Just why even do that? Special teams both are ranked top 10, where they're tied for 10th in SP Plus special teams efficiency. Okay. Like, I get it. This is, you know what? I just read you Alabama's offensive PPA per rush. Number 109, number 100, number 116, number 122, number 106. They're not good at running the football. They are good at throwing the football. Vandy is number 107 in pass rate against. They're number 67 in QBR allowed. Alabama's number 14 in QBR, number 24 in yards per attempt, number 8 in PPA per pass compared to Vandy's number 81. Vandy is number 2 in the country in predicted points added margin. They're number 2 on offense per drive, number 1 in offensive success rate in both passing and rushing. That's terrifying. Number 1 in rushing success. Alabama's number 48 in rushing success allowed. This is so interesting. Vandy, number 2 in offensive line yards. Alabama, number 81 in offensive line yards allowed. Number 79 in stuff rate allowed. There is no amount of talent that can make up for the chemistry and whatnot that these guys have already proven to have. This is easy right now. This line is going to get under 10.5. I'm going to take the 11.5 that's right here for the show. But Vandy is going to cover this number. This is going to be a tight, tight ball game. Vandy has not played anybody close to Alabama as far as talent level so far. Current strength of schedule, Vandy number 90. Alabama has played the number 4 current strength of schedule. Played at Georgia, played at Florida State. Looking pretty good thus far, but this thing opened at 13.5, and that was an absolute joke. It got fixed immediately, got hit on Vandy. There you go. So Vanderbilt plus 11.5 for show purposes right here.
Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you haven't already, go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and jump in the comments. I would love to hear from you. I want to know what you guys think about these picks. I want to know what you would pick in these spots. So go ahead and like that, and go and check out bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. All right, let's get to game number 3. 6 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone on ESPN. Undefeated Houston hosts undefeated Texas Tech. This one, Tech is currently a 12.5-point favorite on the road. Texas Tech is coming off of a bye. Massive win at Utah a couple weeks ago. Texas Tech 6-0 straight up, 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 meetings against Houston. And Willie Fritz, been a dog quite a few times. 9-5 against the spread as a home dog. They were 2-0 straight up as home dogs last year. And boy, if you watch that Oregon State game late Friday night, that game reeked of we were not worried about Oregon State. We were focused on Texas Tech. That's what that game reeked of. I mean, it was, they had to play at Oregon State. I know that playing up there at Reser is tough, but I did not expect that. Oregon State is a terrible football team, and Houston just didn't show up. Didn't show up. Houston, current strength of schedule, number 126. Texas Tech, number 86. Texas Tech, number one in the country in PPA margin. They are number 16 on offense, number one on defense. Number one. Houston, absolutely friggin' putrid on offense. Number 116 in PPA per drive. That's predicted points added per drive on offense. Per drive. Excuse me. Maybe I didn't say that. I don't know. Number 13 in defensive per drive. So good defensive matchup here. Like really, really good. The total is 52.5. My number has this thing going over. Pace of play in this. Number 62 for Houston, number 11 for Texas Tech. So there are going to be a lot of plays, a lot of chances. And when you look at explosiveness, Houston is number one in net explosiveness. Texas Tech is number five. So there will be explosive plays, even though we do have fantastic defenses on both sides of the ball. Both of them are pretty good at stopping explosive plays. But I think that we're going to get at least a few. Right, somebody is going to be able to put up some points. Scoring opportunities per game, Texas Tech is number one on offense. Houston, number four in allowing. Houston, number 129 in points allowed per scoring opportunity. On the other side, Houston, number 88 in points per scoring opportunity on offense. Texas Tech, number 23. Texas Tech does not allow scoring opportunities. And that's it. For those that don't know, scoring opportunity is a drive that gets a first down inside the opponent's 40-yard line. So there you go. All right, my number, my power rating has Texas Tech by 7.5. My stats projected spread has Texas Tech by 15.68. So the odds makers split the difference, put it at 12.5. It's still sitting at 12.5 with a total of 52.5. I'm going to go with the power rating. I think Houston has some things dialed up for this. Austin Armstrong doing a really good job with that defense thus far. I think they went as vanilla as they possibly could against Oregon State last week. I think they're going to be fired up for this. I think the crowd is going to be fired up for this. Texas Tech coming in, it's going to be a close ball game. Give me Houston to cover this. I'm going against my stats projected spread here, and I'll stick with the power rating. I think Houston hangs around here. I think this defense finds a way to take the ball away, maybe. They are, let's see, number 41 in takeaways per game. Texas Tech is number three, but also Texas Tech is number 79 in giveaways per game. That's one thing Baron Morton does. Along with the backup, he hadn't turned the ball over yet, but I imagine we will see that, especially on the road here. Give me Houston, plus 12.5 in this spot. 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on CBS. This one may not have made your list. We support the troops around here. That's right. Air Force going to Navy. Navy a 10.5-point favorite. Total not available at the time that I was doing this. Kind of found that surprising. But regardless, my number on this has Navy by 16.57 as far as stats projected spread. Power rating has Navy by almost 13. My total on this is 55.27. So we're looking at a score somewhere around 35.92 to 19.35. So, yeah, call it 36 to 19, something like that. Air Force, numbers-wise, has not been very good. They're good on offense, but their defense is just awful. Number 102 in PPA margin on just overall. Navy is number 14. They are really good on offense. Average on defense. Air Force is really good on offense and really bad on defense. Number 135 in PPA per drive on defense. They're number 126 in defensive success rate allowed. Last in the country in passing success allowed. They're number 52 in rushing success allowed. So, looking at this, you look at, I mean, they're number 128 in PPA allowed per rush, number 110 in yards allowed per rush. Pretty good as far as rushing success is concerned, but they are 135th in rushing explosiveness. Navy is like top five in a ton of these. Number five in offensive line yards, number five in stuff rate. They are number four in rushing success, number two in rush rate, number five in yards per rush, number five in PPA per rush. Yikes. I don't know that Air Force is going to be able to stop Navy on a single drive. I mean, that's how crazy this looks. Points per game, Navy is 24th in the country at 38.3, but their defense is 30th, giving up only 16. Air Force is 131 in the country, giving up 38.8 points per game. Their offense had to be decent in order to keep up, 37.8. That's insane. Like, you start looking at five factors rank, just raw five factors, not including talent in this one. Navy number 20, Air Force number 98. That is the things that win ball games right there. Good gracious. We don't have to spend very long on this. Navy 34-7 win last year, and that was on the road. Home team 0-4 against the spread in the last four meetings. That was an interesting number. Air Force won 17-6 the last time they were here in 2023. This Air Force defense is so abysmal right now. I don't know how I could, with a clear conscience, go with Air Force. So let's make it easy. Navy, minus 10.5 here. I think at home especially, Navy is going to feel like running it up. I know that these two do not like each other. For whatever reason, Air Force has a pretty good rivalry with both the Naval Academy and the Army Cadets. So I will go with Navy. Minus 10.5. I think this thing gets up closer to 14. But right now, I'll take the 10.5. Give me the midshipmen.
Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Again, like the video, subscribe to the channel, check out bettingcfb.com, all that good stuff. Game number 5. That's right. Virginia traveling to Louisville off of just an absolutely massive win. Louisville got a big win at Pitt, not nearly as big as Virginia's home win over top 10 Florida State, but either way, Louisville is a 6-point favorite or 5.5, depending on which book you're looking at. It's 2:30 p.m. Central on ESPN2 on this one. And yeah, this is a big one as far as ACC is concerned. Louisville currently still undefeated, 4-0, but they are 1-3 against the spread. Virginia is 4-1. They are 3-1-1 against the spread thus far on the season. Looking at some trends, Louisville won at Virginia 24-20 as a 7-point favorite last year. They threw a touchdown pass. I remember Tyler Shuck throwing a pass late in that one to get the win. Regardless, Virginia 8-3 against the spread against Louisville, 3-0 against the spread against ranked Cardinals. Virginia is 18-7 against the spread off of a straight-up win. And Louisville, 8-3 against the spread as a home favorite before this season. So I hadn't even looked at this season's numbers, but looking back in the past years, pretty good covering at home as a home favorite. And Virginia, just good at covering whatever number is in front of them. They're really good at it. You start looking at position battles, at talent, at everything else, and Virginia, it appears that they hit in the portal. Chandler Morris is pretty good. Number 17 in PPA per pass, number 48 in yards per pass attempt, number 48 in QBR. Biggest thing is they are able to run the ball. They are number 6 in the country in PPA per rush. And scoring opportunities per game, 10. So 7.6 drives get a first down inside the opponent 40. And they average 4.79 points per scoring opportunity. Very interesting. Five factors rank, Louisville number 24. You would expect that from a Jeff Brohm team. And Virginia number 34. So these two teams are pretty close. Like, pretty close when you really think about it. My projected spread, I've got Louisville by 5 as far as power rating is concerned. Louisville minus 5.8 as far as the stats projected spread, which is hilarious considering this thing is either 6 or 5.5, depending on what book you get it at. At number 21 in PPA margin for Louisville. They are not great on offense. Number 77 in PPA per drive on offense, but they are really good on defense. Number 9. Virginia is the exact opposite. Virginia is number 5 in PPA per drive on offense, number 83 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. Number 19, offensive success rate against Louisville's number 15 defensive success rate. Louisville's number 65 offensive success rate against Virginia's number 80 defensive success. We got strength on strength, weakness on weakness here. Special teams point in the favor of Virginia, number 29 to number 85 for Louisville. Looking at turnover margin, both teams pretty good. Louisville number 94 in giveaways per game, but they take the ball away the third most in the country. Virginia number 39 in giveaways per game, number 49 in takeaways per game. It's just kind of whatever. So number 29 and number 43 in turnover margin. Louisville number 117 in penalties per game. They are number 122 in penalty yards per game. Virginia number 40 in penalties per game and number 18 in penalty yardage per game. That's some big time differences. Big time differences. When I look at these, like red zone conversion percentage, defensive red zone conversion percentage, all that, that skews towards Louisville pretty heavily. You start looking at strength of schedule, Virginia is number 100, Louisville's number 113. So there's not a massive difference between these two. This thing opened at 6.5. It's come down a little bit. I'm going to side with the people that it came down for. I'm going to take Virginia, and I will take Virginia plus the 6 here. I think even though they had a massive win and this is a letdown spot, they do always play Louisville close, and this team appears to be on a mission. I think they hit in the portal. Louisville has gotten some luck here and there. I know they're at home. Perfect time to kind of get a little sleepy, et cetera. They're certainly going to be awake because Virginia was able to upset Florida State last week. But I'll take the Hoos. Give me the Cavaliers plus the 6 on the road here. Game number 6, 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, ESPN2. We got Iowa State traveling to Cincinnati. And these two teams right now, 3-1 for Cincinnati, straight up and against the spread. And Iowa State, 3-1-1 against the spread, 5-0 straight up. So big-time matchup so far as the Big 12 is concerned. Cincinnati getting a massive win at Kansas last week. And Iowa State, of course, remains undefeated. They blew the doors off of a pretty good Arizona team last week. The current strength of schedule for Iowa State, surprisingly, number 94. Cincinnati, number 39. Big difference there as far as all that goes. This thing opened Iowa State minus 3.5 with a total of 52.5. The 52 has stuck around, but now Cincinnati is favored by 1.5. I mean, as soon as this line hit, bang, immediate. Like it, they were getting, like everybody already knew what the thing was. So Cincinnati is now favored by 1.5 at home. Last year, Iowa State won this game 34-17. Cincy is 0-2 straight up and against the spread recently against Iowa State. Iowa State 21-16-2 against the spread in conference road games. Now, they are 10-10-1 against the number as a road favorite in conference. They are 11-6-1 against the spread as an underdog. And here they are finding themselves in the role of an underdog this week. Very interesting. Very interesting. Cincinnati number 29 in PPA margin. Iowa State number 26. So these two teams, as far as predicted points added are concerned, pretty close. Iowa State number 43 in PPA per drive on offense. Cincinnati's defense is number 116 in PPA allowed per drive. But their offense, with Brendan Sorsby and company, number 10 in PPA per drive. Iowa State's defense, number 25. So you've got Iowa State, which is pretty good on both sides of the ball. Cincinnati, really good on offense, objectively terrible on defense. Number 122 in defensive success rate allowed. They are number 133 against the pass as far as success rate allowed goes. Iowa State, number 26 in PPA per pass on offense, number 27 in QBR, number 60 in passing success rate. They're not great at running the ball. They do like to run it a lot, though. They are 30th in rush rate at 56%+. But only 75th in PPA per rush, number 85 in rushing success. This is an interesting spot. Interesting spot. Iowa State does not beat themselves. They're number 35 in turnover margin, number 2 in penalties per game. Cincy, number 86 in turnover margin, and number 60 in penalties per game. So that is something to pay attention to for sure. Five factors rank. The things that win ball games for you. Iowa State, number 14. Cincinnati, number 23. This thing flipped too much. There's too many people thinking that this is just a given that Cincinnati's going to win this game. You are asking Scott Satterfield to do a whole lot here. Matt Campbell and this bunch have found ways to win games that they most likely shouldn't have. I understand that the competition is not great. I get that. What do we really know about the competition that Cincinnati has faced? Nebraska? Kansas? Okay. You know, I don't know that those are great teams. Kind of the same way that I don't know that Kansas State is a great team. I don't know that Iowa is a great team, etc. But those are at least formidable opponents, the same way that Cincinnati's opponents have been. So I think that the strength of schedule is a little bit off. I know my power rating says Cincy by 0.3. I know that my stat spread has Cincy by 0.45. I think it went the wrong way. Not the wrong way. I think it just went a little too far. I'll take Iowa State plus 1.5 as a road dog here. I think Matt Campbell and company get it done. I think they win the game outright.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures, and subscribe to the podcast as well. All right, game number 7. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC, the Minnesota Golden Gophers are going over to Columbus, Ohio. They are going to Ohio Stadium for a night game against the Ohio State Buckeyes, who absolutely thrashed Washington last week. Tore them apart. Ohio State, number 4 in the country in PPA margin, they let the shackles off of Julian Sayin last week. Absolutely did. Number 14 in PPA per pass, number 11 in yards per pass attempt, number 5 in QBR. Julian Sayin looks good right now, and they are not throwing the ball that much. 48.8%, that is good for 69th most in the country. So just dead average. Just dead on average. Number 48 in passing success rate. They're not very explosive in the passing game yet. That will change this week because Minnesota is 85th in passing success allowed, number 85th in passing explosiveness allowed. Trying to run the ball, Minnesota is as good as anybody in the country at defending the run. This week, Ohio State is going to throw the ball on them. I would almost guarantee it. This number, by the way, Ohio State favored by 22.5. That thing has actually gone up 23.5 or 24 at a couple of different spots. So you got people betting on Ohio State this week coming back from the long road trip out to Seattle. Minnesota, let's look at some trends. Minnesota 3-4 against the spread, 0-7 straight up in Columbus since 2000. 37-3 Ohio State win in 37-3 Ohio State win here in 2023. Minnesota 12-4-2 against the spread as a double-digit dog in Big Ten games. They were 2-0 in that spot just last year. The offense for Minnesota, even with the freshman quarterback, number 41 in PPA per drive, number 33 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. They're 35th in offensive success rate, 56th in defensive success rate. This is an interesting spot for Minnesota. Ohio State, their schedule, they've got some more difficult games coming up. I think they've got Wisconsin coming up, which isn't that big a deal. This is a night game at Ohio Stadium, etc. Their pace of play, they are number 134 in the country, Ohio State is. That number is bananas. 1.92 plays per minute. That's crazy. Minnesota, also, number 125 in pace of play. Just over 2 plays per minute. This total is 46.5, and you've got Ohio State. It opened at 22.5. It got up to 23.5, 24. This is the spot where you have a low total and a gigantic spread. My stats projected spread has Ohio State minus 23, and it has Ohio State minus 20 as far as a power rating. My total is well over the 46.5. I've got 52 for a total. I know Minnesota has been dealing with some injuries for running backs, etc. I know. I think their defense is good enough to hang around in this ball game. I don't, like, this is not Ohio State going to Washington as an 8.5 point favorite. and playing a significantly lesser than team. I know talent-wise, Minnesota's number 48 as far as overall talent, but you start diving into five factors rank, et cetera. Minnesota number 43 in five factors rank. Ohio State's number 6, but Ohio State is at home. They don't typically cover at home, at least not as a huge favorite like this. I kind of think that Minnesota will be able to hang around here. 24 is a lot. Give me the Golden Gophers, plus 24 here. I know their offense has not been good running the ball. I think they can still run it enough, and I think they're still going to be able to throw the ball a little bit. So I don't expect them to score a ton of points, but also don't think Ohio State has to do a whole lot here. They got way bigger fish to fry down the road. This is not a game where they're going to be looking to run it up on PJ Fleck, I don't imagine. But the number, I got to bet the number. Give me Minnesota plus 24. Game number 8, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Can you believe that they didn't make this an ABC game? Like, even as bad as Florida has been. The Florida Gators hosting Texas. That's right, the Longhorns coming in, and the Longhorns have just... You want to talk about a fall from grace. This team was number 1 in the country in the preseason, and they lost one game to the new number 1 team in the country. They've only won games by double digits ever since then, and the offense has looked so bad with Arch Manning that everybody just kind of wrote them off. They're number 50 in strength of record. They're number 29 current strength of schedule. Florida, number 3 current strength of schedule. Number 19 PPA margin. The defense is still elite. Number 5 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. That's predicted points added. Both of these defenses are really good. Both of these offenses are putrid. The total is at 45.5. My projected total is at 40. It's saying 45.5 is too much for these two. Like, way too much. I've got Texas favored by 9.5 as far as stats projected. My power rating has Texas by 7. So as far as the stats projected spread, I've got Texas 25-15-ish, 25.89-15.3, so we'll call it 25-15, somewhere around there. But the spread on it is actually Texas, you can get a 7 or a 7.5. Both of these teams are off of a bye. It's the first road SEC game for Arch Manning. Last year, Texas won this game when DJ Lagway was out with an injury. They won it 49-17 in Austin last year. Texas 3-0 straight up, 1-2 against the spread in SEC road games last year. They only had to play 3 road games because one of their road games was at the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma. This is the first meeting between these two teams in Gainesville since 1940. Pretty bananas. Florida has lost outright 4 of their last 7 SEC home openers. I would imagine they're probably going to do the exact same thing here. They are certainly favored not to. However, I am really debating the Florida situation here. The fact that I can get a 7, I'm feeling pretty good about. At what point does Florida just give up the ghost? Because they have been fighting in these games and their offense has been abysmal. Number 122 in PPA per pass, number 125 in yards per pass attempt, number 101 in passing success rate. They are number 54 in PPA per rush, number 98 in yards per rush. They are, 90th in stuff rate allowed. They are not very explained. And you're not going to be able to get anything going against this Texas defense at all. On the other side, the Texas offense, number 119 in PPA per pass, but they can at least run the ball. The issue is that Florida's pretty good at stopping the run. Number 16 in PPA allowed per rush, number 38 in yards allowed per rush, number 28 in rushing success allowed, number 46 in rushing explosiveness allowed, etc. If Texas cannot throw the football at all and Florida is able to keep 7 guys in the box, then what do we do? Like, then it gets really crazy. As far as intangibles, that kind of thing, where it's disciplined and don't make mistakes, don't hurt yourself, Texas number 128 in penalties per game, but they're number 29 in turnover margin. Florida is the exact opposite, number 47 in penalties per game, but they're number 100 in turnover margin. DJ Lagway, ton of interceptions, is what it is. Neither team is explosive. Number 127 in offensive explosiveness for Florida. Texas is number 128. The difference is Texas is number 1 in defensive explosiveness allowed. Florida is number 22. There's not like a massive difference between the lines of scrimmage here, but as far as running back against linebackers, skill talent against back seven, etc. I mean, Texas talent-wise, far and away better. This thing has been bet down. I know I said in the offseason when I was making predictions on the entire season that this would be a game where I would expect Florida to be able to win. I no longer think that. I think Texas is going to win. My power rating has Texas minus 7.2. The stats, minus 9.59. I wonder if Arch got something going in the last game. I think this is the one last hurrah. They didn't fire Billy Napier in the bye week. Maybe some guys got healed up a little bit. This one's at home. I can still get the 7.5. I think Florida hangs around here. I still think Texas wins. I think Florida hangs around. I'm going against my power, or against my projected stat spread. I'm going to take Florida. Florida +7.5 at home in Gainesville.
Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors, built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today.
For the last time, like the video, jump in the comments, tell me what you think about the show, about these picks, give me your picks, etc. I want to know all of it. Give me the whole shebang. And go and check out buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You can get these stat sheets. You can get the comparison tool that I was talking about. And I post a lot of other fun stuff there, along with my official plays per week. So go ahead and check that out. Colorado goes to TCU on Saturday. This one's 6:30 p.m. Central on Fox. That's right. The last time the Coach Prime was here, it was in his debut 2 years ago, and they won that game 45-42 as a 20-point underdog. A little bit different now. Not too different, because TCU is still favored by 14.5. We got a total of 53.5 on this one. My projected total here is 49.43. Found that number to be quite interesting. Power rating, I've got TCU by 7. Stats projected spread, I've got TCU by 9.74, and TCU is probably going to be pretty irritated about what happened to them in Tempe, Arizona on Friday night. Game got delayed because of hail and everything else, and then they were up, and you basically give the game away at the end. I mean, it was just, and we can talk about the penalties and whatever else. I don't feel like rehashing old wounds. We had TCU plus 2.5 here on the show. Should have waited. I would have gotten a 3.5 at some point during the week, but regardless, is what it is. So TCU is favored by 14.5. I don't even have them a double-digit favorite as far as stats or as far as power rating is concerned. Colorado played BYU pretty close at home the other night. Offensively, they're not great, number 47 in PPA per drive. But you are going against TCU, who is number 97 in PPA allowed per drive on defense, number 70 in defensive success rate allowed. This offense for Colorado, number 45 in pass rate. So they're throwing the ball about 52.5% of the time. Number 29 in passing success rate. Number 32 in passing explosiveness. TCU's defense, number 95 in passing explosiveness allowed. Number 95 in passing success rate allowed. Number 119 in QBR allowed. And number 112 in yards allowed per pass attempt. Colorado's going to be able to throw the football in them a little bit. And when I look at TCU, they were ranked in the top 25 last week. But when you start looking at the things that actually win ball games, the five factors, as I call them, they're number 50 in the country in raw five factors. Colorado is not much worse than that, number 73 in five factors rank. And for those of you that would like to comment about me scratching my nose, I'm still dealing with these damn allergies. I'm going to get over it eventually. But when you don't have a whole lot of time to record these videos, sometimes you got to scratch your nose. It is what it is. Talent-wise, TCU number 26 in on-3 overall talent rank. Colorado is number 33. Two of the more talented teams in the Big 12. Number 60 in turnover margin for Colorado. Number 40 in penalties per game. TCU is worse in both of those. Number 69 in turnover margin. They are number 94 in giveaways per game. Penalties per game, number 79. I think it's going to be a tight ball game. Like, TCU just lost their first game of the year. They are 2-2 against the spread. Colorado is 2-3 straight up, 2-2-1 against the spread. I think that we're looking at a game that is closer to a one-possession game, maybe 10 points. We are not talking more than 14.5. That is crazy. So give me Coach Prime. I think the man can coach. I think he's pretty good. Like, strength of schedule, these two haven't played anything that far off. Number 64 in current strength of schedule for Colorado, 63 for TCU. I think Colorado can hang. I think Caden Salter has done a pretty good job playing quarterback here. I don't expect this to be a blowout at any by any stretch of imagination. I think the blowout of North Carolina early on was just TCU playing against a really, really bad team. And now, of course, you're dealing with an injury to the top wide receiver. He played hurt the other night for TCU. I think Colorado hangs around. So give me the Buffaloes plus 14.5. Finally, game number 10, Mississippi State going to Texas A&M, 6:30 p.m. Central on the SEC Network. Mississippi State was overtime away from beating Tennessee and being 5-0 under second-year coach Jeff Lebby here. It was not meant to be. It is what it is. And now, State is a 14-point road dog at Kyle Field. A&M, 13.5, if you want to get that number. But both of those numbers are widely available at multiple books. So we'll look at the thing. Since 2017, the dog in this series is 2-6 against the spread. This is the first road trip for Mississippi State since week one, and they went on the road and they smashed what has turned out to be a pretty good Southern Miss football team. Lebby was 5-0 against the spread as a 10-plus point underdog last year. Mississippi State, 2-0 against the spread before a bye week last year as well. Texas A&M had a big game against Auburn last week coming off of a bye. Their schedule is almost Charmin soft at this point. They're number 12 in current strength of schedule, but that is because they have played Auburn at home and they played on the road and won at Notre Dame, mainly because Notre Dame missed an extra point. 41-40 in South Bend. Mississippi State, number 71, and that was in week three. Mississippi State, number 71 in current strength of schedule. These two teams, my number on this, for those curious, if you're listening on the podcast, stats projected spread has A&M by 8.66. Power rating has A&M by 9.9, so by almost 10 points. Total is 56.5. My total is over that at 61.38. So we're looking at a score of 35 to about 26.5 as far as the stats projected spread is concerned. 13.5 or 14? Interesting. Found that number very, very interesting. PPA margin. Texas A&M number 32. Mississippi State number 34. Mississippi State's offense number 30 in offensive success rate. Texas A&M's defense number 9 in defensive success rate allowed. State's defense has been good. Number 33 in defensive success rate allowed. Texas A&M's offense, as far as on a down-to-down basis, number 52 in offensive success rate, 45% success rate on offense, but they are awful throwing the football. They can be explosive, number 14 in passing explosiveness for Texas A&M, but they are number 113 in passing success rate. Like, they just, when you need them to do something, they don't typically get there. Third down conversions, Texas A&M is number 126. This Mississippi State defense is number 32 in third down conversions allowed. I think this game could be close. It could be really, really close. You look at overall talent rank, Mississippi State, surprisingly, number 24. This is a top 25 talent roster in the country. A&M, number 10. On the other side of the ball, State can run the ball. Number 32 in PPA per rush. They're number 8 in rushing success rate. Jeff Lebby knows how to do this stuff. They are number 43 in passing success rate, but they're number 12 in passing explosiveness. They're going to be able to put up some points. In five factors rank, just the five things that are required to win a football game, Texas A&M number 16 in five factors rank. Mississippi State is number 18. These are two teams that are pretty good on both sides of the ball. There are some things to look at. As far as penalties go, there's going to be a lot of penalties in this game. Mississippi State, number 134 in penalties per game. Texas A&M, number 135. That is abysmal. Texas A&M, number 86 in turnover margin. Mississippi State, number 14 in turnover margin. So that is a big, big thing to pay attention to. I look at this number, and I can get two touchdowns here. I know it's a night game. It's at Kyle Field, and State coming off an emotional loss. It is what it is. It's the SEC. I think you're up for these games pretty much every week. This was not a top five matchup that Mississippi State was dealing with last week. I think they're going to be ready. And A&M may not be looking at this as closely because Mississippi State's coming off of a loss. We'll see. But I think the state defense is pretty good. State offense is pretty good. They're going to be able to hang in this game. Give me the dog. The Bulldogs. Plus 14 on the road. I will take Mississippi State to cover the number. All right, that is going to wrap things up. We're not going to worry about a recap. You can go back to each one if you would like to see what the picks were. But feeling pretty good about this. Don't forget, subscribe to the channel. Like the video, if you would so kindly. And jump in the comments. I want to know what you guys are picking on this game. And don't come to me afterwards and make fun of my picks if you didn't put yours in first. You know how this works. Everybody's equal around here. All right, go to bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. Make sure you are subscribed over there for the new comparison tool and all of the stat sheets, the projection sheet, everything else, all of my numbers, along with my official plays this week. Those will be over there. But with that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment. Follow at GaryWCE on X and check out the web store.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.